I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it. But the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today. He initially asked, "Are you from the, do you live in the neighborhood?" And I just said, like, "Oh, yeah, I just moved, just blah, blah, blah."
That's the part where I want to kind of stop the story for a little bit.
Okay.
And I think it's so interesting.
Okay, tell me.
Anytime I meet anyone, no matter how long we've been talking, "Hey, are you from the neighborhood?" "Oh, yes, my wife and I just moved to," boom. Now in my head, it's almost automatic.
Okay.
And I don't think it's weird to mention you because I didn't move here by myself. But I get how you can say, "Yeah, I just moved here," because not gonna lie, I've done that before too.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't overthinking it too much.
Yeah, and it's not even a big deal, but it's just so interesting to me how I automatically say, we just moved here. And sometimes he don't even know who we is. He just know I'm not by myself. I'm not always saying my wife and I. I'm just saying, we just moved here. And then eventually they say, "Oh, and who's we?" That happened to me before. I was talking to a girl one time, and she just wanted to know, "Who's we? Is this a roommate?
Is this a kid?"
Yeah, like, are you single? Is this with someone, right? So yeah. I get it. But I think that part of the conversation initially at the beginning is kind of very important to just, like,
especially
where is this going to go? Left or, like, honestly.
And I feel like especially if it's for me a guy and for you a girl.
Yeah.
In the moment, I really didn't think about it. Because his question kind of caught me off guard, because I was just like eating my salad, you know? Mm-hmm. I was just like doing my thing. And then randomly, he just asked, like, "Are you from the neighborhood? Or do you live in the neighborhood?"
See?
And I just answered. And I wasn't really like thinking about it.
Can I be honest about something?
What?
If I'm sitting somewhere and I'm a single guy and there's a girl, I don't know who she's single.
I mean, I have no idea if he's single.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But let's say, right? Let's say he is.
Okay. Let's say you are.
I am, and I see a girl who I think is attractive that sits like next to me.
Mm-hmm.
I will only ask her if she's from the neighborhood if I think she's attractive. I'm sorry if that's fucked up or not.
No, if you're like curious.
Like, if I think she's cute, I'm going to ask her, "Hey, are you from the neighborhood?" And then
Get into a conversation.
Exactly. I'm not saying I'm going to, you know, whatever, but yeah, just to see.
Mm-hmm. No, I get that.
Honestly, people meet like that. That's a great way to meet someone. I was at a coffee shop. I asked her where she was from. And then you never know. People get married like that one day. Like, you know?
Yeah.
So,
no, totally.
But so I think that's, I don't know if he's single or not yet. We didn't get there yet.
Yeah.
But I would assume he is.
Okay.
Unless he's just doing some backdoor shit.
Okay, my question is, if you, not single, were in that scenario, would you start up a conversation with the girl sitting next to you?
If I'm not single.
Like right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're same scenario.
Yes.
You are married.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting next to a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Is she, let's say you're both reading or whatever, chilling on your phones.
Yeah.
Would you start up a conversation with her?
I could start the conversation, but I would never ask her if she's from the neighborhood. If I'm a reader, I might say something about the book. If I recognize the book, or if it's a book that I've read before.
Okay.
Or if it's a book that I wanted to read.
Okay.
I have to have some kind of
Common ground.
But if it's just out of the blue and I'm married and there's a girl sitting next to me, I'm not going to... I'm not going to just ask her if she's...
So it's that specific question for you? That it's like, are you from the neighborhood or do you live in the neighborhood?
No, like I'm trying to think of another example.
I feel like in New York is not that... I don't think in New York is that big of a deal to ask that because it's like neighborhoods and where you live in New York is so like specific.
If I'm new, if I'm new to the neighborhood, I might start a conversation. But I don't know. But also too, like, what's the problem? You know, why can't you start a conversation? Like what? What is the problem?
That, like the girl that was sitting next to me, I'm married. I'm not trying to like be with her, you know, but I just saw, I mean, I guess that's common ground with like the book of like saying something about the book. But like, anyways, okay. Let's go back. So basically, I say I moved to the neighborhood, but I've been traveling, so I didn't really have like time to, you know, like get settled. And there's still so much like of the neighborhood that I want to explore, blah, blah, blah.
Yo, this is so interesting because I want to interrupt you one more time. I'm sorry.
What?
The fact that you said I.
So many times.
He's thinking, okay, she's by herself. Maybe he thinks you're beautiful. Maybe he thinks you're attractive. So now I'm sitting next to this girl and I'm starting this conversation and she's engaged in the conversation and she keeps saying, I.
Okay.
I don't know if this man is single or not, but
I didn't know either.
Okay. But if I'm him and I'm single, I'm like, okay, this is a good day. This is a good Sunday.
Okay. Listen, I also want to interject you now.
Okay.
And I want to say there's this thing where I don't want to make it super obvious. I realized, I knew at that point that I was saying I a lot. I wasn't trying to be misleading. But I also was trying to figure out how to not too obviously bring up the fact that I'm married. Because, you know, there's this thing that I feel like we do now. I don't want to actually, no, I'm not going to generalize, but I just feel like it is kind of a thing that between like men and women, men might like ask a girl, a guy might ask a girl a question and she might automatically be like, I got a boyfriend.
But that's different.
Or so, and I know that's totally different.
That's different than someone saying, did you just move
but
here?
But it was and I'm already saying, oh, yeah, too late. Like I already said I a few times and I noticed that about myself and I'm like, and I also kind of, I didn't want to assume that he's like interested in me because we just started talking and I didn't want to make it obvious that I'm trying to let him know that I'm taken and he got no chance. And I was trying to figure out a way to like, you know, so then when we talked about like moving from Nolita, I was like, yeah, so like when my husband and I moved, blah, blah, blah. And I like mentioned it in a way that like made sense.
In his head, it was like, oh, fuck. Damn. Okay. Never mind. Back to reading my book.
No.
Nice to meet you. No, I get it.
But you get what I'm saying? Where yeah. I was like, I was trying to like, I don't know. I just wasn't trying to.
I think it's okay. And nobody thinks that you're trying to do anything when you say my husband and I moved here.
I know that. What I'm saying is I realized that I just said I a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after a while, I was like, okay, I got to make sure that he knows that I'm married. Because also, that's why another thing where like we should actually get wedding rings. Because yeah. That would just like make it easier in general. Because yeah. People just see that and they're like, oh. But at the same time, you know, I said, you know, my husband and I, blah, 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 continued talking about the neighborhood, this, that, restaurants, whatever.
Did his energy change?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
No. His energy didn't change at all, which is what, like, I actually really appreciated.
It would be crazy if his energy changed. That would be crazy.
Yeah, that'd be like, this, like, I don't want to talk to you anyways, if that's the case. And then we just talked about, you know, work. And then we talked about, we got into, like, talking about relationships, talked about my relationship, talked about how we met, how we met on Tinder 6 years ago, about to have our anniversary. We got married 3 years after we were together. So we've been married 3 years, blah, blah, blah. Like, we talked about a bunch of things. Man, we talked about his relationships and, like, his experience with dating on the dating in New York and then, like, how he sees, like, what is it called? Like, dating apps and, like, his experience and
that
how he,
like,
like, came out of a long relationship before he moved to New York 2 years ago and, like, all these things. We talked about, like, hella shit. And it was a great conversation.
It sounds like one.
Yeah, it was super chill.
I love having a conversation like that.
Exactly. And it was, like, I would say, like, as we were talking, we were so, like, it was such a good conversation with just another person. Like, it truly felt like I was like, this is just another person.
I mean, it is.
I know, but at one point it did cross my mind that I was like, is it, like, a problem that I'm, like, talking for this long to this stranger that is a man?
No, I don't think that's.
I know it's not a problem, but for a second, I just thought about it.
Do you think it might be a problem for some men out there?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. 100%. But I also thought about it. I also was like, for a second, would it bother me? Even though Yoni can't see me right now, he doesn't know I'm talking to this person.
And I would never know unless you tell me.
Right. And then also, if it was reversed, mm-hmm. would it bother me to know that, or would it bother me that Yoni would, like, let's say a girl starts up a conversation with you and she's single and you let her know that you're married or whatever, but then you have like a great conversation and you talk about life and all these things. She tells you her story, you tell her your story, you talk about work, art, photography, whatever. And it's a conversation, like, we ended up talking until it was like dark outside.
Oh shit, that's more than 30 minutes.
No, we talked for like 30 minutes and we talked with that girl and then that girl left and then we like kept talking, you know.
Oh damn, how long was it then? Like 2 hours?
Yeah, probably.
Oh shit, okay.
You know, but it was so like chill. We ended up talking about like the podcast and we talked about like what it's like to, you know, put yourself out on the internet like that. It was very just like, just normal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And...
damn, I haven't had one of those in a long time.
But basically what I'm trying to say is while we were having that conversation, there was absolutely no like flirting, no like, not at all.
Yeah, I get it.
It was simply just like talking to another person that happened to be a guy mm-hmm. who was like single from, you know, he didn't specifically say he's single, but like he's, you know, dating. But as we were talking, I was kind of thinking that I was like, if Yoni would have had this type of conversation with a girl who is single at this place and for this long, and it's like this just like chill and nice, but it's like a nice conversation, you know, would that bother me? I was like thinking about that while we were having this conversation, you know?
Would it?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I mean, no, I know it wouldn't.
Yeah. Because I've done that.
I mean, I'm sure you have.
But not like, not for that. Maybe it was for that long, but not for that long, actually, no.
But that doesn't even matter. It just happened that it was like, we just like kept talking, you know, and then I made a joke at the end that I was like, well, I guess I didn't get that much reading done. You know, but it was like, it was so chill. And it just made me realize how like, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, I'm just thinking about it. And this is the first time that you tell me about the whole thing like that. I don't have a problem with that at all. I'm happy you had that.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to say. Like,
that's because
it's just another person.
Yeah. And I know how good these conversations feel.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't mean like I had a good conversation with this person who is a guy. So I'm like, I'm thinking like, damn, it was such a good conversation. But like, it doesn't, like, it was just a good conversation. And that's cool.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like he lives in the neighborhood. I have his phone number.
Oh.
You know? Oh, I didn't tell you that.
Oh, okay.
It just felt, I just...
who asked for whose number and how did it go?
I told him. I was like, oh, let me get your number.
Oh.
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, shit. Hold on now. Hold on.